Blackstone Audiobooks presents
Reveille in Washington by Margaret Leach. Dedication for Susan Pulitzer. Chapter 1. The General is Older Than the Capitol. That winter, the old general moved from the rooms he had rented from the free mulatto, Wormley, in I Street to Crutchett's at 6th and D Streets. His new quarters, situated on the ground floor, a spacious bedroom with a private dining room adjoining, were convenient for a man who walked slowly and with pain, and Crutchett, a French caterer, was one of the best cooks in Washington. In spite of his nearly 75 years and his increasing infirmities, the general was addicted to the pleasures of the table. Before his 6 o'clock dinner, his black body servant brought out the wines and the liqueurs, setting the bottles of claret to warm before the fire. The old man had refined his palate in the best restaurants in Paris, and woodcock, English snipe, poularde, capon, and tête de veau en tortue were among the dishes he fancied. He liked, too, canvas-back duck and the hams of his native Virginia. Yet nothing, to his taste, equaled the delicacy he called terrapin. He would hold forth on the correct method of preparing it. No flour, sir, not a grain. His military secretary could saturninely foresee that moment when, leaning his left elbow on the table and holding 6 inches above his plate, a fork laden with the succulent tortoise, he would announce, "The best food vouchsafed by Providence to man," before hurrying the fork to his lips. From his splendid prime, the general had retained not only a discriminating palate, but the defects suitable to a proud and ambitious nature. He had always been vain.